My name is Danielle Foster, and the title of this poem is 540. Our justice system describes accessory as one who aids in the commission or concealment of a crime in layman's terms. If I was to get you a gun knowing your goal is to take a life, I am an accessory to murder in political terms. If our governmental leaders make it easier for people to acquire assault rifles knowing there is someone out there whose goal is to turn classrooms into cemeteries and desks into headstones engraved with the screams of terrified children who are now pushing daisies instead of pencils, our governmental leaders are accessories to murder. I've been told no one wants to hear my opinion because I am not old enough, have not experienced enough. Well, can someone tell me when will it be enough? Will it be the experience of feeling a bullet rip through my body as I bleed out on a classroom floor or a concrete sidewalk, hoping that my mother gets my telekinetic message that I love her, that I'm sorry I'm about to put her through the worst experience of her life because getting an education is now a blood sport, a form of higher learning, where six-year-olds learn how to play dead before knowing how to spell it, where students are gladiators and our country is an arena filled with congressmen and lobbyists in the stands as they scream and shout for our blood and our glorious presidential emperor decides our fate, the prize. The fact that you made it to 18, be grateful that you are not the reason I am doing this poem, that your name will not be called at a memorial, that you are not an example of why my school does intruder drills. My first intruder drill was in eighth grade. As our teacher explained procedure, a student asked, what do we do if we are trapped in the bathroom or in the hallway? I couldn't help but think hope that the bullet takes you quickly, hope that you do not get shot in the face because then your mother can't have an open casket. My greatest fear is my mother crying over my open casket because of gun violence. My first encounter with gun violence was at the age of 12. Two blocks away from my house, I watched as a man thought he could outrun a bullet, false hope being his demise before a piece of metal ever could. As he fell to his knees, it looked as though he was praying, letting God know he was coming before God could send the angel of death to come and get him. I wonder, is God getting tired of prayers for the dead, for the souls that he has already met? There are less souls in my senior class than bullets fired from an AR-15 in the span of 1 minute. An AR-15 fires 180 bullets per minute, times that by three. That is how much this poem is worth. 540 bullets.